This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
So I wanted to send in a story. Goes back to my childhood. My mom married my stepdad when I was about 5 years old, I think. And we moved into his family home, which he had inherited. It wasn't an older home. I mean, it was small, but it probably dated back to, the early 1900s, probably. It was very close to a railroad track. I mean, within, maybe half a mile, maybe less. Myself being, I was probably 5-6 years old, like I said, I didn't, understand about the paranormal or anything like that. I remember one thing very vividly about this house. There was one night, that we were in bed. It was only a 2-bedroom house, like I said, very small. My mom, myself, and my stepdad, we slept in a bed together. And then my aunt, who was my mother's sister, she had the other bedroom. She lived with us. And so this one night, I just remember being woken up by my mother, screaming horribly loud. And she was just freaking out. And we had a sliding glass, door, out to a porch or a balcony, whatever. And I remember when I heard her screaming, when I woke up, I saw this giant, spotlight, on this, the curtain for this sliding glass door. And, being half asleep, I didn't realize or understand what was going on at the time. It was like if someone shone a little spotlight, perfect circle on this curtain that went out to our deck, on our sliding glass door. And I just remember her screaming and freaking out, and I woke up, and I can't remember much after that. I don't know if it scared me so bad I passed out or what, but I don't remember what else happened after that. But that's not the only incident I had in the house. Another time, I was sitting in the living room and I was watching Bambi on the TV. And I remember my mom saying, I think she said it was it's time for dinner, let's come eat or whatever. I don't remember, but somehow it came to our attention that I was watching Bambi and the TV was not plugged in. And I, that's absolutely not possible, no matter what. Electrical surge, nothing, that's not possible. And also another kind of myth, legend, I don't know what you call it, with the house. Like I said, it was built in the early 1900s. And my stepdad always told me that back in the, I think it was 20s, 30s maybe, again, we were close to a railroad track. I mean, less than a mile. I mean, you could hear it every night. He told me that there was one of his ancestors that used to live in the house. Their daughter was killed on the railroad tracks. And he said that she haunted the house, which, you know, I was young. I never paid attention. I was just like, okay, you know, because I didn't understand about paranormal or anything like that. So, that was his story. But there was this one time where we were renovating the house, and we had these, like bars, counters that separated the living room from the kitchen. And my mom and my stepdad wanted to renovate, so they were tearing these down. And inside one of the bars, they found a very old picture of a little girl who looked like, you know, it could have been from like 20s, 30s. It was black and white, you know, very somber. And I don't know why, like I said, because I was still very young, but they decided to burn the picture for some reason. And I won't ever forget this because, you know, we had the old country sink, you know, where, I mean, nothing could hurt the sink. I mean, it was just, I guess it was aluminum. I don't know. Anyway, they wanted to burn this picture. They tried to burn it, and the picture would not burn. No matter what they tried, this picture would not burn. I guess eventually they just, you know, threw it in the garbage. But I remember my last memory of that house was, we eventually moved out, and my stepdad had a friend, who was a shaman, and, he got the shaman, to go to the house when we moved out and said, hey, you know, this is what happened to us. He said, if you can fix this before the other people move in, you know, that would be great. So this shaman came to the house, and he only made it onto the front porch until he said, I can't go any further. I cannot go into this house. And then at that point, I mean, I wasn't there. My mom and my stepdad were, but you could hear inside the house, once this shaman stepped on the porch, you could hear inside the house just all kind of shit just flying around. Like, we had a lot of things we hadn't got out of the house yet. I think there were some dishes, you know, in the cabinet. There were some, grocery bags, like, we would keep them, like, beside the refrigerator. They were flying out. Plastic bags were flying out. We had some potted plants. And they flew and hit the front window, where the porch was. Where this shaman was standing. I mean, you, from what my mom said, you could literally see this potted plant fly from whatever table it was sitting on to the front window and just smash. And it didn't break the window, but it smashed. And once that, you know, shaman, when he walked off the porch, you know, he gathered with my mom and dad, and he said, "I don't know what to tell you to do here." He said, "It's very bad." He said, "I would recommend that you tear this house down." It was pretty bad. And then eventually my mom, my stepdad, they separated. And I didn't talk to my stepdad for, you know, a long time. I didn't keep in touch with him, unfortunately. He's passed now from cancer. But, I found out recently that the house has been torn down. So I don't know if that's from, you know, just because of what was going on in the house, or it's just whoever bought it wanted to build something new. Either way, I don't know. But that's my story. I hope you like it. And as everybody says, keep doing what you're doing because you're awesome. Thanks so much.
If you want more real ghost stories and access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, become an extra podcast person, an EPP. Sign up now at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.